You're listening to SBS News.
Munib Ahmed arrived in Australia 5 years ago.
My expectation is very clear. Like, I came to Australia for peaceful life, to be staying in this country with completely harmony, that fully free.
He spent 3 years in detention while his asylum application was considered. When he received a bridging visa that allowed him to work, he started working at a supermarket in Melbourne on a wage of $14 an hour. That's well below the minimum wage. And he was receiving no penalty rates, no overtime or sick pay.
He offered me $12 per hour. In August, he told me that if you should start work at night shift since 1st September, so I will pay you $14 per hour. I didn't ask him to increase my salary, but by himself, he said, okay. I said, okay, I don't mind. Do it. Because I don't know about these things.
After 18 months, Mr. Ahmed took his case to the Migrant Workers Centre, where he found out he was being underpaid. There, he met with Matt Kunkel, the director of the Migrant Workers Centre in Victoria.
Munib's case is not rare. It is all too common, and we see it everywhere. We see it in all sectors of the economy.
Last month, the Fair Work Ombudsman fined franchises Subway, Jamaica Blue and Muffin Break for underpaying their workers. Mark Murray from Unions New South Wales says it's a widespread practice.
I think there is a systematic problem in this country where business is relying on the exploitation of migrant workers to run their businesses.
For Munib, he just wants an honest day's pay for an honest day's work.
Everybody should have to pay same basic wages.
Marty Smiley, SBS News.